Hi, everyone. This is Ryan here, and welcome to the 17th episode of The Stoic Advantage. I apologize for taking a bit of time off. It's been a bit of a crazy few weeks. As I mentioned before, I'm a teacher, so I've had to write a lot of final report cards as well as mark a lot of final assignments. And right now, I'm starting summer school teaching that. So a lot has been going on over the past while, so I apologize for not releasing anything. I do today want to talk about something that I came across in the Daily Stoic. So again, I highly recommend, if you're new to Stoicism, purchase the Daily Stoic. It's by Ryan Holiday. It's a meditation book which allows you to read a quick Stoic quote every day, as well as an analysis offered by Ryan Holiday about what that quote means and how it relates to present-day society. It's really good. I highly recommend it. And so I came across, this is a quote from June 26th, and it's called "Try the Opposite." If you are a Seinfeld fan, you will understand what he is saying here. So he starts with a quote by Epictetus from the Discourses, and the quote goes, "What assistance can we find in the fight against habit? Try the opposite." So what he is trying to say here is that sometimes we get into bad habits. And of course, I think over these past few weeks, I got into some bad habits because I was busy, but I didn't prioritize certain initiatives that I have, such as this podcast, during that time, which I should have. So I fell into some bad habits. I also didn't run as much over the past little while, and now I'm getting back into that, so I'm excited about that. So what this idea is all about is that sometimes when we feel like we're a little too busy, or we may be in a rut, or we're not doing something that we should be doing, we should oftentimes think, what is the opposite? What can I do that's the opposite of what I'm doing? And a lot of times that's where our solution comes in. So if you remember in the episode of Seinfeld, George talks about how his life is going nowhere. He's living with his parents. He's miserable. So what he decides to do is he's in the coffee shop and he says, you know what? That girl over there, I would never talk with her, but I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to go and talk with her. So he's very candid. He says, "Hi, I'm George Costanza. I live with my parents and I'm unemployed." And it's very funny, but the girl ends up becoming attracted to him just because of how honest he is. And he ends up actually acting the opposite of what he normally does, is he ends up really attracting the girl. Now, should you try to behave in a way that's not authentic? Of course not. But what I think the episode is trying to illustrate is that sometimes when we're doing things that we're not supposed to, we should try things that are different. And sometimes trying something that's different outside of our comfort zone, like George approaching that girl, which he was very nervous about, sometimes new opportunities can arise out of that. So I highly recommend, if you're someone who may be in a rut, try something that is the opposite of what you normally do. So for example, if you start your morning every day scrambling and just trying to get to work, try waking up really early, do an exercise, maybe one that you haven't done in a long time, and see how that makes you feel. Chances are it'll make you feel good. If you're someone who does not read, but you want to make time for reading, try to do that. Try to tell yourself, I can't leave the house until I read a chapter of this book. Again, it may force you to wake up early, or maybe you download an audiobook podcast or an audiobook option and you listen to it on your way to work, so you're productive that way. Try doing something that is different or the opposite of what you do. Not everything in life, but maybe certain things, and see what the results may bring. It may go horrible and you may want to completely ditch it, or it may lead to new opportunities. So I highly recommend, as Epictetus says, try the opposite. I've been reading a lot of Epictetus lately. I've also been getting into a lot of Taoism, so I may bring that into the podcast soon. I'm reading right now the Tao Te Ching, as well as I purchased a book called The Tao of Teaching, which I'm really excited about because it's all about Taoist philosophy and how it could apply to teachers within the classroom. So I'll probably talk about those things in future episodes. As well, I just finished a book I highly recommend. It is edited actually by Massimo Pellucci, who is a big Stoic writer. And it's a book, it's actually a collection of essays all about how to pick out a life philosophy. So I highly recommend checking out that book. Just Google Massimo Pigliucci, and you'll notice it's probably the first one that came up. It's just recently came out, and it's great because it not only talks about Stoicism, but so many great philosophies of life that are complementary, and some are different from each other, but it's a very practical book, and it provides firsthand accounts of why these different philosophies work for them. Again, Stoicism is not meant to be like doctrinal. You're not supposed to just follow these beliefs, these principles, and just accept them as they are. You could be critical of them. And a lot of people who consider themselves Stoic or who follow Stoic principles also follow many other philosophies and many other religions. So be sure to check that book out. Highly recommend it. My goal this week and going forward for the summer is to release 3 episodes per week. So stay tuned to them. And until next time, take care.